Behold a great priest who in his days pleased God. These words are taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some of you may remember that before I entered Immaculate Heart Seminary in Round Top, I was living in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was attending the Mass at our small chapel at St. Gertrude's Academy and then at Immaculate Conception Church. And I remember shortly after the parish moved to Immaculate Conception Church and School, the parish hall was named Bishop Mendez Hall, in honor of Bishop Alfred Mendez. And not long after, I was talking to someone at the church who at that time was a member of the chapel. We were expressing our mutual happiness over the new church and school. During the course of the conversation, I pointed out that the parish hall was just recently named after Bishop Mendez. And immediately, with indignation, this person responded, "Will we always have to hear that man's name?" Now, I don't remember everything that was said, but I do remember those cold and most ungrateful words, and how surprised and even shocked I was that someone from our very own chapel would even suggest such a thing. But to answer that question, yes, we will always have to hear the name of Bishop Alfred Mendez. For if it were not for Bishop Mendez, we would not have a future. We would not have Bishop Clarence Kelly, who was consecrated a bishop by Bishop Mendez on October 19, 1993. Nor would we have a bishop to succeed Bishop Kelly, or the six priests, including Father Baumberger, who are in the sanctuary this evening. In other words, my dear friends, if it were not for Bishop Mendez, we would not have validly consecrated bishops and validly ordained Catholic priests to preach the one true faith and provide the Mass and the sacraments for the faithful. On this occasion, then, of the 50th anniversary of the Episcopal consecration of Bishop Mendez, I would like to talk to you about Bishop Mendez and the gratitude that we owe to him. Bishop Mendez was born on the south side of Chicago on June 3, 1907. His mother was a very devout Catholic woman. She was especially generous in her support of certain charitable works performed by the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And one day, the Mendez family received into their home the foundress of this religious congregation, Mother Cabrini. Mother Cabrini is better known to us as St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, whose feast day we celebrate each year on December 22nd. But she came to the Mendez home that day to extend her gratitude to Mrs. Mendez for her kindness and generosity. The 9-year-old Alfred Mendez was summoned by his mother to come and greet the famous and saintly nun. And upon greeting her, Mother Cabrini tapped him on the head And that tap on the head, as Bishop Mendez would say years later, left an indelible impression upon him. For he knew from that moment, he said, that he wanted to become a priest. And for his entire life, he maintained a great devotion to Mother Cabrini. In fact, I remember being with Bishop Mendez. I spent a few hours with him the week before he died. And in the course of a conversation we were having, I mentioned to him that I was born and raised in the Chicago area. The bishop was very delighted to hear that, and then he immediately began to speak about St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And as he spoke, I remember seeing the tears form in his eyes. He told me the story about the day she tapped him on the head, and how that tap on the head was his call to the priesthood. He also told me that Mother Cabrini died in the city of Chicago in 1917. And that it made him very unhappy that years later her relics were taken from Chicago and brought to New York. She was our saint, he said. She was our saint. Now, in 1925, Bishop Mendez was accepted as a postulant in the Congregation of the Holy Cross at Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana. There at Notre Dame, he studied at Holy Cross Seminary, and upon the completion of his studies, he was ordained a priest on June 24, 1935. 1936, he was sent to teach at St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. And while in Texas, he helped to establish Catholic parishes for the numerous Mexican immigrants who were coming to this country to escape the bloody persecution waged against the Church and Catholics by the Free Masonic Government of Mexico. He was greatly devoted to the spiritual and temporal welfare of these poor Mexican people. And they so loved him in return that they affectionately referred to him as Padre, a name he kept until the end of his life. Now, in 1948, he was transferred to Notre Dame, and in 1956, he was named the director of the Holy Cross Fathers Province. And in 1960, he was named the first bishop of the newly erected Diocese of Arecibo, Puerto Rico. And as you know, he was consecrated by Cardinal Francis Spellman on October the 28th, 1960, in the Sacred Heart Church at Notre Dame. He thus became a bishop of the Catholic Church and a successor of the apostles. And what a most glorious line of apostolic succession. For Cardinal Spellman was consecrated by Pope Pius XII, who was consecrated by Pope Benedict XV, and Pope Benedict XV was consecrated by Pope St. Pius X. In fact, Cardinal Spellman expressed his own awe at this line of apostolic succession. In a private letter he wrote to his brother John in 1939, the cardinal said to have been consecrated by our Holy Father, Pius XII, the successor of St. Peter, who had himself been consecrated a bishop by Benedict XV, and who had in turn been consecrated by Pope Pius X. What a heritage, the cardinal wrote. What a succession. And what a blessing it is, my dear friends, that in this age of worldwide apostasy, in which there are so many false bishops and false priests deceiving the faithful, that our episcopal and priestly orders are derived from the greatest pope of modern times, St. Pius X. It was shortly after his episcopal consecration that the Second Vatican Council opened in Rome. Bishop Mendez was among the several hundred bishops to attend the council. But during the first session of this infamous council, he fell sick and he left Rome. He only returned at the very close of the council. And when he returned to the council and was presented with the work of Vatican II, he said, and I quote, "They have all become Protestants," unquote. It was thus in the years that followed, in the face of this attack upon the church, which was the result of Vatican II, that Bishop Mendez strove with great diligence to protect the people of his diocese from the dangerous effects of the council. He eventually resigned in 1974, but throughout his retirement, he continually encouraged a return to the practice of the one true faith. In fact, in 1994, he wrote a message of encouragement to Catholics faithful to tradition. He wrote, and I quote, "Vatican II and the changes that followed from it have proven a disaster for our dear Roman Catholic Church. I fell ill during the first session of Vatican II and did not return until the closing days of the council. I was surprised and saddened by what I saw when I returned. Since the conclusion of Vatican II, there has been an epidemic of marriage annulments. The liturgy has become a kind of show rather than the true sacrifice of the Mass. Once Catholic institutions such as colleges and universities have lost their Catholic character altogether. The number of religious sisters fell away sharply, and many others remaining no longer live like religious. Many priests left the priesthood. The number of seminarians fell drastically, and many of those who remained hardly lived like seminarians. As the first bishop of Arecibo, Puerto Rico, I had to send my seminarians away to study at various diocesan seminaries on the continental U.S. But after visiting them, I pulled them all out of those seminaries, because their training was so liberal and so contrary to what a Catholic seminarian and Catholic priest should be." Unquote. Throughout his retirement then, and up until his death, Bishop Mendez greatly desired and sought the return to the practice of the faith as it always was before Vatican II. He even encouraged many bishops to do the same. He was engaged in great correspondence, throughout his retirement. It is even known that he corresponded with Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, and even defended him against the modernist hierarchy of the new church. And Archbishop Lefebvre thanked him for his assistance and encouragement. And I must mention to you that we are also very grateful to Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. For without Archbishop Lefebvre, we would not be here tonight. As Bishop Kelly once even wrote of the Archbishop, in the face of the universal disintegration of everything Catholic and the discouragement that it caused among so many, Archbishop Lefebvre raised a beacon of hope for all the world to see. And in his finest moment, he stood Athanasius-like against the world. But some may ask, how did we become associated with Bishop Mendez? Bishop Mendez was very good friends with the Jenkins family in Florida in the 1960s. And in the late 1980s, that friendship was rekindled. And it was not long after that Bishop Mendez decided to ordain priests for us. And so it was on September 3rd, 1990, the feast of St. Pius X, that Bishop Mendez ordained Father Bamberger and Father Greenwell to the Holy Priesthood. Soon after the ordinations, the bishop gave great thought about consecrating a bishop for us. He had considered the matter prayerfully and even sought the advice of longtime friends. And at length, seeing the church and the faith, which he loved so much, almost completely destroyed, seeing the faithful poisoned by the teachings of the modernists and deprived of the Mass and the sacraments, Bishop Mendez, by the grace of God, decided to act. His decision was to consecrate a bishop. And the priest he chose to consecrate was Father Clarence Kelly. And as I mentioned, he consecrated Bishop Kelly on October 19th, 1993. And we are forever grateful to him for taking this heroic step. He died a very holy death on Saturday, January the 28th, 1995, with Bishop Kelly, Father Jenkins, and Dr. Natalie White, his devoted secretary of many years, beside him. He died well fortified with the sacraments, and the last word he spoke was the holy name of Jesus. My dear friends, to be grateful means to appreciate benefits and blessings received. And we have truly been blessed, and we owe a debt of gratitude to Bishop Mendez. For it was Bishop Mendez who ordained priests for us. And most importantly, it was Bishop Mendez who consecrated a bishop for us. And thus, by God's grace and mercy, through the kindness, the courage, and the generosity of Bishop Alfred Mendez, we have a future. We have Immaculate Heart Seminary, where priests will be formed according to the mind of the Church and validly ordained to preach the one true faith and to provide the Mass and the sacraments for the faithful. Again, in answer to the question put to me over 15 years ago, will we always have to hear that man's name? Yes, we will always have to hear the name of Bishop Alfred Mendez. In your gratitude to God, then, my dear people, in your appreciation for the great benefits and blessings received I encourage you to attend the Mass always with attention and devotion, and receive the sacraments often with great love and gratitude. I encourage you to always appreciate St. Pius V Chapel and St. Pius V School. And in your charity, I ask you to pray for Bishop Mendez. Always remember that it was through his kindness and his generosity that we have a future for our chapels and our schools. Remember him especially in your daily rosary. And as you do, I ask that you also in your charity pray for Bishop Kelly and for all the priests who offer the Mass on your behalf and administer the sacraments to you. And pray for the sisters who work so hard to educate our children and instill in their hearts a burning love for God and our holy faith. And I close with the encouraging words of a great priest who, especially in the last years of his life, was very pleasing to Almighty God. I, Alfred Mendez, remain a bishop, still responsible in my lifetime to do all in my power to feed the lambs and the sheep, which means to secure for them the sacraments of the church. And in these days when the holy sacrifice of the Mass is being abandoned all over the world, I have secured as far as possible the sacraments for the faithful by the ordinations of two Society of St. Pius V priests on September the 3rd, 1990, and to continue the priesthood, the consecration of a bishop on October 19th, 1993. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.